It is Wednesday, May 20th of 2020, and it is currently 10:44. My name is Naomi Smoron, and my day-to-day things include working at my current job at In-N-Out, soccer, and school. I live in Sierra Madre, California, and it is a pretty cute place to live. I love the area, and I love how close I am to most of my family. My thoughts about the virus were just very scared when I first heard about it. I started freaking out and telling my parents and friends about it because I was genuinely scared of what the outcome could be. But of course, because since it was early on when I did hear about it, no one really considered my thoughts. And my thoughts have still not changed about it. I'm still scared and paying very careful attention on what I do. I'm most concerned about my family and friends' safety and how we will come back from this as a country and multiple communities. It has affected my job somewhat for the better because since In-N-Out is half drive-through, people are still coming in full effect, although we have gotten some days where there's not even half the amount of people that come, but it does pick up again towards nighttime, dinner time. It hasn't changed my employment status at all, and I'm not too concerned with its effect on my employment, but I am very concerned on how it will affect our economy because it has already taken a toll with all of the closings. It has affected my family's day-to-day things in multiple ways, to which we do not go outside anymore unless it is for a walk because we're tired of being inside, or for groceries, or for work. I am managing day-to-day activities by doing mini workouts, playing in my backyard with my younger brothers, keeping up with school. Well, that's kind of it, actually. I now only talk to friends through texting or video calls. I have visited friends for birthdays, but it was drive-by rather than getting out. Some people are responding well, as in respecting the stay-at-home orders, as well as wearing masks and gloves. I have noticed other people, though, who are still going out a lot and not respecting the order or what is being told to do to help. My relationship with family and friends has changed in the sense that I don't really get to see a lot of them anymore as I usually would, and I am not able to do the same things in my community as I would. For example, like going out into the little town where I live or being able to just walk around there with friends or go see friends who live there. My family and I, as well as my friends, are self-isolating and staying at home. We aren't really doing anything unless it's the necessity things that we like. For example, like food or groceries. My community has been pretty good as well. I see lots more people walking and going on runs so they can at least get out and get some air. I have not gotten sick, nor has my family, but I do know of someone who contracted it. He is a family friend who has a autoimmune disease, and he was on a respirator for about a month or so, maybe more. I can't really tell anymore, but it was pretty scary to hear about and just think about, like, because he is a family and all that, and we know his family. It was pretty scary. I feel it honestly depends on the person, on their mental or physical health, like how they're handling the situation. I found myself going a little crazy here and there from just not being able to do certain things as I usually would. I think it's definitely affecting people mentally because you are seeing the same people every day and you're not really able to talk about anything new. So it's kind of weird. It's like a whole shift in your life. So that I feel like that would definitely have a toll on people mentally. And physically, of course, people are going to take it differently. Other people who have a better situation where they can do things at their own home, I feel like would definitely help their physical aspects. But people who don't, I feel like it would definitely affect their physical aspects. My primary sources of news has just been my local news on the TV, which is KTLA, as well as some news on Snapchat, which I have confirmed, and it is confirmed that it's not like a fake news or like a news channel that you can't trust. So that's why I do stick to it. None of my news sources have changed. It's all the same, just KTLA and the Daily Mail. I'm not really sure if the media is hiding anything. Of course they're hiding stuff, but I mean, I'm not sure how relative or how much it would help the current situation, because we still don't know much about the virus, so it's like there's not much we could do. And for things that aren't virus related, I think they aren't making the news, or at least like national or like worldwide news, because of how minimal they are compared to the virus. I feel like the virus is just taking up so much of everyone's attention that I don't think anything else would be making that much of news. For the government officials in my community, I think they've responded pretty good. Given that we did get the stay-at-home order, I would say like mid-March, probably a little later than some other people, or maybe earlier, I'm not actually sure, but I do think they're doing an okay job. I don't really have any thoughts about how local, state, or federal leaders are responding to the crisis differently because of how crazy this whole time is. They're just trying to do their best with how to handle everything given the little information that we do have. For the transformation of my family and community, it has transformed a lot because I now cherish the times a lot more with family and friends than I did before. And it also makes me think more about their health and what they're doing, because that could also affect me. It's like a whole domino effect in my head. And I feel for the future things about our, like, what we should just all know as a community and as a country, I feel that we should keep in mind that when we do have a threat of something like this, or anything like this really, that we should consider a lot more than what we did consider in the beginning, because in my opinion, the government, for the U.S. at least, did not consider the possibilities in full effect of how it would really affect us as a country later on, not even just like a few states, like a full country later on.